Now that many of the nation's supermarkets are stocking their shelves with organic foods, you can find more products without high fructose corn syrup and hydrogenated oil. But food writer Pim Teshamunwiwit wonders exactly what we're giving up and what we're gaining.
Bad things sometimes happen to good ingredients. You know what I'm talking about. Those organic foods that are meant to be healthy alternatives to regular junk food. The $5 a box cereals that taste like extruded cardboard. Or those energy bars that are basically compacted sawdust. What's astonishing to me is our tolerance for foods that plainly taste horrible, merely because they're supposed to be better for us. Well, it said so right there on the box. No hydrogenated oil, no high fructose corn syrup, all natural, no flavor. Don't get me wrong. I love fresh, organic, and sustainable food just as much as you do. Yet every time I browse the aisles full of natural processed food and snacks at my local Whole Food Market, I wonder to myself if they really are that good for us. In the spirit of research, I picked up a bag of baked cheese sticks, those fluorescent orange puffs. They were crispy but tasted oddly underbaked and had 290 milligrams of sodium just in a small handful. That's more than a tenth of the suggested daily intake by the National Institutes of Health. Then I tried a toaster pastry. Okay, just a corner of one, if truth be told. Because it was like eating baked clay with sticky sweet stuff in it. I simply couldn't go on. Had I done so, I would have ingested 5 teaspoons of sugar and 210 calories, mostly of carbohydrates. I also bought some salad dressings. The worst of the lot was a honey mustard flavor with almost 2 teaspoons of sugar in every serving. And it tasted oily, thick, and sickly sweet, not something I'd put on my salad. There was also that natural beef-flavored gravy I found. Not made of beef exactly, only natural beef flavor. And don't you think that reconstituted mashed potatoes should just be banned on principle? What part of just add water is natural and wholesome anyway? I appreciate that consumers want common processed foods they're accustomed to in conventional stores. An apple doesn't always satisfy a hankering for a snack. And with all the demands of modern life, there's a legitimate need for more convenient food. And yes, compared to conventional food riddled with ingredients I can't pronounce, these natural counterparts are certainly better for you. Yet all that sugar, carbohydrates, and sodium can hardly be that good for anyone. Perhaps it's time for an organic consumer revolt. We mustn't let the organic industry get away with selling crappy-tasting foods in the name of health. They're not all that healthy anyway. Why can't they at least taste good?
Pim Teshamunwiwit writes about food on her blog, Shea Pim. To read more of her menu musings, visit our website. The address is loe.org. That's loe.org. You can reach us at comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Our postal address is 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. And you can call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. CDs and transcripts are $15. Listening to The Always Tasteful Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Kashi, whose Day of Change tour features yoga lessons, natural food cooking demos, and Kashi cereals, crackers, and granola bars. Details at kashi.com. The Kresge Foundation, investing in nonprofits to help them catalyze growth, connect to stakeholders, and challenge greater support. On the web at kresge.org. And the Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in individuals, their families, and their communities, on the web at wkkf.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.